From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Isn't the property market fascinating at the moment?
It is, Mike, it is. We're talking about, yesterday we got some numbers out of the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, and look, there's a fair bit of attention on the real estate market at the moment. And I think there's a couple of sort of competing arguments on residential property. So on the one hand, you've got concerns about supply. So you've got potentially Airbnbs coming onto the market. We've talked about the very high level of building consents, which indicates potential supply. And you've got rising unemployment. You've got lack of migration, which has been a bit of a, you know, which has propped up residential property over time. They're all headwinds. But balancing that, you've got this prospect of lower interest rates, so it creates a couple of issues. One, it makes money in the bank sort of feel quite unattractive with very low TD rates. Of course, it makes borrowing look more attractive, so go and grab all the money you want from Kiwi Bank at great interest rates. And I don't know which force wins at the moment. So we kind of look to data, don't we? Because we like facts. Unfortunately, we're going to have to call our jets a little bit there because it's a bit too early to tell. But we'll keep looking to numbers like the REINZ numbers that came out yesterday. Now, the number of properties in May sold fell 46.6% from the same time last year. That was always going to be a big number, didn't it? But it did pick up compared to April. I mean, it was up 191% compared to April, which is a bit of a spurious comparison, really, isn't it? But look, it did lift. And, you know, we now just have to see what happens over June and July. Apparently, there's a bit of a shortage of listings. So that's all the volume issue. But then you have to look to prices, and prices seem to be holding up pretty well. So the median price up 6.9% year on year. Their price index, the REINZ price index, up 7.9%. Now, it's a very mixed picture across New Zealand. So, you know, there's a lot of variability between different regions and stuff. But I think we're just going to have to wait. Actually, Auckland and the ex-Auckland, that used to be a bit of a two-step sort of price market. You know, in other words, ex-Auckland was going up quite strongly, but Auckland was, you know, lagging behind. That seems to have all closed up a little bit. Mm. But as I say, we're just going to have to wait, Mike, for June and July to see how, you know, once we get the market back operating properly, to see how the numbers pan out.
Mortgage holidays, wage subsidies, all that sort of stuff.
All of that stuff,
to be factored in as well. What about services? We got any action there?
Well, we talked about the performance of manufacturing yesterday. That came out on Friday. This is the BNZ Business New Zealand. Yesterday, they released performance of services index. We all know how important the services industry is in New Zealand. Big chunk of GDP. Now, this looked very sick in April when we posted the lowest number ever. In May, it improved to 37.2, so well under 50, so still well in contraction territory. They also sort of track, when they do the survey, the positive versus negative comments. Still plenty of negative comments, but not as negative as April. So it's moving in the right direction. But you've got to keep your feet on the ground here, Mike. In the 2008-09 recession, this indicator fell to 45. So at 37.2, yes, it is better than April, but it's still very low levels of activity. The other notable aspect I want to point out here, a bit of a warning sign. We saw this in the ANZ Business Outlook prelim numbers that came out. We saw it in the PMI numbers. And this is the fact that employment prospects remain problematic. And as the authors of the report point out, we saw less bad readings across all industries, sizes, etc., with one glaring exception, that's employment. So in the services data yesterday, it was the lowest level ever, 40.7. So it looks like the employment numbers, if we take the read from these recent sort of surveys, it looks like the employment numbers are going to get worse before they get better.
Yep, no, I think that's generally conceded. What are the numbers?
Okay, now the US markets, now just very quickly here, the US futures tumbled quite a lot yesterday during trading. So we're looking at quite a negative open for the US share market, but it's actually bounced back. And in the last 10 minutes, the Fed's come out and said they're going to start buying masses and masses of corporate bonds. So we've seen the US markets rally 25,860 on the Dow Jones, up 270 points, 1.06%. The S&P 500 up 0.69%, 3062. And the NASDAQ 9753 up 165 points. That's a 1.72% gain. So big turnaround there. The FTSE 100, 6064, they closed down 40. 0.66%. And here's the damage we were seeing yesterday afternoon in Asia. The Nikkei 21530, they were down 774 points in trading yesterday, down 3.5%. Shanghai Composite 2890, down 1%. The ASX 200, 5719, down 128, a 2.2% fall. And we lost 0.38% in the NZX 50 yesterday, 10,864. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6472 US, 0.9372 Aussie, 0.5718 Euro, 0.5145 pounds, 69.44 yen. Gold, $1,726. And Brent crude, $39.48.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.